I want to preach to you something today that I feel like is something that is very, very needful in our country. And I hope you will pay real close attention. I hope you young people will listen to every word that I have to say. Will you do that? And I'm not going to tell my brick joke. I told it last year and I'd already told it before, so I'm not telling it again. Now, I'm sure that you will agree with me that we are living in perilous times. But you know, part of that is our blame. That blame goes to you and me. There's an obligation that needs to be, and we need to take serious what God has given to us. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 1 to 7, let's read here. It says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll help me today to convey this message. I feel like that everyone should hear what was going to say today. And Lord, I pray that you'll make it plain and simple to each one. God help us. But we are living in perilous times. Amen and amen. And we want to bring this to you today from the sincere bottom of our heart. We are living in a day when we are having all kinds of difficulties and problems around us. Would you agree to that? Teachers, not preachers, teachers having itching ears. Let's look at chapter 4 and verses 1 to 4. "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." I believe that we are living in that day today. There is only, I hope you'll get this, there is only one person in the whole world that can teach you about the things of God. Only one. Nobody else. Only one. And he teaches everybody the same thing. He does not teach this group over here one thing and this group over here something else and something else and something else. But he teaches everybody exactly the same thing. Who is this teacher? John chapter 14. Most of you are already ahead of me. But let's turn back to John chapter 14. And we'll read about this one teacher that can teach you about the things of God. John chapter 14 and verse 26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." The Bible plainly tells us that we have one teacher, one preacher that will teach us about the things of God. And that is he, the Holy Spirit. Nobody else can teach you about the things of God. Yet we've got a whole world full of preachers and teachers out there preaching everything under the sun. God help us. every bank in the country preaches the same thing. Every bank. You can take a $100 bill into any bank that you want to, and they know exactly to the penny what's in that $100 bill. There's no argument. There's no discussion. They know exactly to the penny what's in that $100 bill. Every bank in the country operates that way. Now, my wife used to work at a bank, my wife Sandra, and she worked at the bank. She was the secretary to the president. And I would sit outside. The bank closed at 3 o'clock. Sometimes she'd get out there at 3:30 or quarter to 4, and because they had to balance every day. And I'd sit out there and wait for her to come out. Now, this was back before computers, okay? And I would ask her, I'd say, how much were you all today? She'd say, well, 3 cents or 7 cents. I said, well, I'd gladly put that in. She said, well, you don't understand. It's not like that. The bank has got to balance to the penny every day. Because when the bank examiner is coming in, they want to know that you're doing business just exactly right. So every bank is in total agreement. Every store that you go into, they know exactly to the penny what's in that $100 bill. There's no discussion. There's no argument. I mean, you know, whatever you buy is taken out of that $100 bill. If it's $79.75, you know and they know exactly how much change you get back. Now, sometimes a mistake may be made, but it's not on the part of the truth. It's on the part of whoever's doing the business. And that has to be corrected. God help us. God help us. Now, the Bible tells us that I would that you all speak the same thing. All right? Let's say that together. All speak the same thing. You ready? All speak the same thing. God wants us to all speak the same thing. Does that mean we all speak the same thing? No, it's not exactly that, but it means that we all speak the same thing. Now, any dumb farmer ought to be able to understand that. You know what horse sense is? Stable thinking. And so, you know, we all should be speaking the same thing. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. So the Bible plainly tells us that God wants us all to speak the same thing. I was in Owensboro, Kentucky, a year or two ago, and I drove by three churches that all had the name of Christ, and they all preach something different. Matter of fact, most every church in the whole country is preaching something different. Banks don't preach something different. They know exactly what's in a $100 bill. But all these churches are preaching and teaching different things. And the reason is because they heap on themselves teachers having itching ears. Why are there so many churches speaking different things? Because teachers teaching different things, having itching ears. You know, you see it all the time on television. You even hear it on the radio. And it's amazing how they all have something that they are teaching. Well, they don't teach you anything. I can't tell. Uh-oh, I didn't mean to do that to you. Did I wake you up? Did I wake you up? Okay. I hope I woke you up. But anyway, what was I saying? Huh? Itching ears. Well, anyway. The Bible teaches us that we're all supposed to speak the same thing because we all have the same teacher. And he teaches everybody exactly the same thing. Now, there's a lot of money in teaching something else. I mean, that's a proven fact. I mean, some of these preachers, they live in $5, $6, $8 million homes, and they fly their own private jets, and they know how to. Matter of fact, they did an investigation on one a few years ago, and they found the dumpster out back full of letters where they just let them open, took the checks out, and the prayer requests and all that stuff was still in the letters. We're living in a world where that people are going different directions, doing different things. It's amazing. Now, I am glad that I'm a Baptist, because the Bible is our book. I'm wrong. God is right. You are wrong. God is right. You are wrong. God is right. And God is continually changing us to fit what he says. That's called sanctification, that we're growing into it. We're growing in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And so I'm glad that I'm a Baptist, because I think we've got it right. Now, I know I've had it wrong, and you've had it wrong. But if you really check it, you find out what's wrong, what's right. When you go to school, it's not the teacher that's right. For instance, the math teacher, it's not the math teacher that's right. It's the math. The math teacher can be wrong, but the truth always has a way of coming out if you'll search for it. If you'll know the truth will set you free. And so God wants us all to be speaking the same thing. Now, what kind of church do you think we'd have all over the country and around the world if everybody was speaking the same thing? Wouldn't that be something? Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 26. Now, this is a verse in the Bible that every Baptist, every Christian ought to know. And if you don't know this verse, I would suggest that you learn it, that you make it a priority in your life. How is it then, brethren, How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. How is it when you come together, that you've got your opinion and somebody else has got their opinion, everybody else has got a different opinion? You know what your opinion is worth? Your opinion is worth almost as much as mine. You know what mine's worth? A big flat zero. If we would just get rid of our opinions and find out what God says, it would make all the difference in the world. How is it then, brethren, when you come together? Don't I have an opinion? I've had people to say that before. I'm sure you have too. Well, don't what I say. Matter of fact, I went to a little country church, and we'd have our Sunday school class, and we'd all read a verse or a sentence out of the lesson, you know, and then the teacher said, what do you think about that? What do you think about that? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I think about it. Doesn't matter what you think about it. What does God say about it? What is God telling you? God is trying his best to help you. So how is it then, brethren, when you come together, that you're not all together, having all things common, that you all speak the same thing? God help us with our opinions. We all should be students of the Bible, taught only by the Holy Spirit. And I think every preacher that's worth his salt will tell you that. And I know that's what you've heard in this church over and over and time again, many, many times in many different ways, trying to get you to let God dictate to your life what you should learn. He wants to teach you. He wants to help you. But you've got to get it right. How many teachers do we have? How many preachers do we have? One, the Holy Spirit. Is he teaching you and your family? Or are you going to some preacher or some teacher that really don't know what they're doing? Is he, the Holy Spirit, teaching you and your family? If not, why not start today? Today is the day of salvation. And today is the day that you grow. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God wants you to grow. And you need to grow. And you're only going to grow not by listening to someone, but by listening to God. God wants to help you. And God wants to teach you from his word. And God, help us to learn from his word. There are some of you here today that you may have be away from God because you have not been reading your Bible. You've not been studying your Bible. Would God speak to your heart? Do you need to come to this altar and ask God to help you today? Do you need God to work in your family? Do you need God to work in your life? If so, you should be one of the first ones to hit the altar. Let's all stand. We're going to have our song of invitation. And as our pianist plays, I don't know how you usually do it, but I'm convinced that there's probably several people that you need to get out of your seat right now and come to this altar and ask God to help you. Will you come? Just come right on. God speak to your heart today.